Good morning. Nice, we got one. That's awesome. Good morning. It is exciting to be here. I got to warn you, I'm a little wound up because in a couple of days, one of my favorite days, it's the first day of school. And so I'm a little bit wound up this morning. I've been trying to calm down. I think we're going to make it. I have inside of this bag stuff. It's exciting. Stuff is kind of fun sometimes. And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pull something out. You can raise your hand if you think you know what it is. I'll put the microphone in front of you, and you say what you think it is. Does that make sense? And I only say raise your hand usually if it's in school, really. A lot of times you can just blast it out. But we need a microphone so everybody else can hear it because you guys are so smart. So we're going to grab something, and here's the first thing. What is this? What is this?
Football.
Football. Nice. Good work. Good work. What is this?
The hammer.
Oh, two for two. Two for two. I like it. Well, what about this? What's this? What do you think? We'll save you for next. What do you got?
Pliers.
Pliers. Yeah, pliers. These are pretty fun. You can pinch things. What about this? What about this? What do you think?
A pump.
It is a pump. Yeah, we have these little, at school we have these balls that you can sit on if you don't want to sit still, and you can bounce around, and this is how we pump those up. You're good. You're good. What about this? What about this? What do you got?
Rock.
Rock. My goodness. Just a couple more. What about this? Well, that was quick. You guys raised your hand, then you looked, and then the hands went down. I like that. I like that. What do you think?
Flashlight.
It is. It has a flashlight on this end, and then, and what else?
A screwdriver.
Yeah, it's got a whole bunch of little screwdrivers, just in case you can't remember which one you want. You just bring this. It's pretty cool. And I got one. Let's do two more things. Two more things. What are these? What?
Socks.
Socks. Good job. And one more thing. One more thing. What is this? What is this?
Wrench.
Oh, nice. It is a wrench. What kind of wrench? Does anybody know what kind of wrench it is? Yeah. What? A big wrench? That was pretty good. What do you think?
A monkey wrench.
A monkey wrench? That might be true. I don't know that part. What kind of wrench? This is actually called a crescent wrench. This is called a crescent wrench, and it's because you can make it bigger and smaller. Like when I was little, my dad would be like, grab the 7/16, and he just knew what size everything was. I need one of these because I don't know what size anything is. And so that's cool. We got stuff here, and some of this stuff is important and some of this stuff not so important. I want to use a couple of these things to do something. This thing right here. What did we say this was?
A rock.
A rock. And what do we know about rocks? Does anybody know anything about a rock? Nice, nice. Like a geode. What about you?
It's rocky.
It's rocky. A rock is rocky.
They're made up of minerals.
Oh, made up of minerals?
You can put it in the ground.
You could put it in the ground. That's true.
They're very hard.
They're very hard. Yeah, awesome. Last one.
They do not float.
They do not float. Is there a rock that does float? Pumice floats. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in fact, what does pumice come from?
Volcanoes.
Guess what? This comes from a volcano in Morocco, in Africa. And so one of you said this. You said, a couple of you said it. You can cut it open, and there's something inside. And guess what? I think this is one of those things. And so we're going to use some of these tools really quick. And somebody big and strong. Oh, he looks big and strong. He's going to demonstrate how to do this. And there's a chance it will work and a chance that it will go poorly. But that's good. So come on up here. You need one of these. Yep. And actually, that's why the socks are here. So I promise these have been washed. I promise. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So we're gonna put it down in here, and you're going to try to hit it with the hammer on the board. It says wear eye protection, so do it with your eyes closed. Really, pretty hard, yeah. Let's test it. Let me touch it before you hit the more. off if we open that door? Can we open that? Come out of here, quick. Sorry. Concrete. Oh, that was perfect. We're saved. He put a hole in my sock. Good job. Okay, so now we'll come back up here. It was not your fault. It was the wood's fault. It was too soft. Nice. And as you look at this, now you can see kind of what Ashlyn said. There's actually quartz inside of this. Yeah, there's quartz. And you guys can kind of pass those things around. And what happens is there's a volcano there from a long time ago, and it made bubbles. And the bubbles cooled, and the water, when it rains, actually still goes through those cavities and leaves some quartz. And over the course of time, it makes crystals, kind of pretty crystals. And one of the things that I love about science is that I think it points us to God, because we could look at that geode on the outside and say, you know what we should do with this? We should bury it. It's a good thing to bury or hold down paper. But when you break it open, you realize inside it is beautifully and wonderfully made. There's a story in the Bible in 2 Samuel, maybe 1 Samuel, where Samuel is going to find the newest king. There wasn't supposed to be a king, but he had to go find a king. And he got there to Jesse's house, and he found the biggest, strongest person. He said, that must be who God wants to be the king. And Jesus, or God, said to him, actually, no, because I judge by what's on the inside, not what's on the outside. And so what I want to do right now is I have one more of these that I'd like to give you to take home. Who would like to have this? Oh, here we go. Wait, let me look. I have just one more of these. Is that okay for you? I have lots. So I'll give one to each of you. It'll be good. Every time you see these, I want you to remember that God cares more about what's on our inside than what's on our outside, because we have an amazing, loving God. I'd love to have a word of prayer with you, and then don't forget to grab those silver plates as you guys head back. So I'll take these just so we can. Oh, yeah. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, you are an amazing God of love, and you do care more about what's on our inside than our outside. And so we want our insides to be filled with you. So this morning we want to pray for each one of these amazing kids. You have plans for them today, but you have plans for them for their entire lives. And so we lift them up to you, and we ask that you continue to be with them all the days of their life. Thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Amen.